Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah, look who's back together. The threeness back together. Very, very happy that your favorite threeness has arrived back in the studio. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, happy Monday to you. It's December already, and the last shows of the year. Benny just let us know 15 more shows, 14 plus an extravaganza. So, yeah, man, it's winding down. Looking forward to the holiday, but we've got work to get to, man. We got a bunch of stuff to get to. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, back from Las Vegas. Good morning to you, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
How was your trip?
It was outstanding.
It looked outstanding. And I want to get back to some details on that. Let me introduce the rest of the program. Benjamin R. Higgins, our Purple Heart winner. Radio Purple Heart. I made it up last week. When he came in and didn't leave me on the battlefield, he came back to get me. I gave him the radio's version of the Purple Heart. The Purple Fart, if you would. But Benny is here as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. My son's doing okay.
Good.
No relapses from when we had to go to the emergency room last week. Was a little under the weather with like a cold or a virus, but I don't think that's related. Otherwise, says he's feeling better and probably getting back to his normal routine this week.
It's going around, man. It is going around. Everywhere you look, people are hacking and coughing. I'm one of them. I feel great, but I've just got that, you know, green snotted.
The crud,
which was super fun last night, trying to hack my way through 700 reads at the Seals game that I worked last night. Well, yesterday. It was great. 3 o'clock game. What a dream. What a dream. I was home by 5:30 after a Seals game. Like, that just doesn't happen to me. No traffic going down on a Sunday. No traffic coming home. Won the game. It was just fantastic. But I forgot, you know, your chops get a little bit rusty after
33 goals yesterday between the two teams.
Goals, dude. 18 times I had to go, San Diego, go!
You are a scratchy sounding this morning.
Son of a. And I had, you also forget when you're in there how to regulate your urine, because I'm in the sin bin, the penalty box. So I have to drink a ton of water anyway. I drink 2 to 3 of these big jugs a day. And so I'm in there, I'm drinking water, get my voice ready. Go, you know, pee a couple times, and then I'm sitting in there going, it's the first quarter. And there's a ton of goals, breaks in the action, so it's dragging a little bit. But 7 minutes into the first quarter, I'm like, oh no, here it comes. Oh no.
Well, you go like 4 or 5 times during a 4-hour radio show.
Yes.
So it is remarkable that you can do a 2-hour, 20-minute. I mean, you get halftime, but
yeah,
you don't really have any other chances to leave that box during the game.
You can't. I cannot go. So by the 7-minute mark of the first, I'm doing what, you know, your 6-year-old does. And I have my hand on my wiener, and I'm pitching it at this point.
Just
and
doing
I'm
the dance.
Doing the old
back and forth.
Go back and forth. It's kind of shake it out a little bit. And I'm sitting there going, dude, this is horrible. But I have to keep drinking water because I have to keep screaming into the microphone. So usually by about halfway point of the season, I get it all figured out and clocked. But I forgot really how to do it.
You think that after all this time and all the medical advancements we've had, that we'd have a better way of stalling the inevitable. Like, hey, here's a trick where if you really have to go,
yeah,
you can make it an extra 30 minutes without feeling so uncomfortable.
They do. It's called an adult diaper. And I am considering very, very strongly, at least
Emmett Smith for Depend.
I mean, So it was. I made it. Now, what always happens, though, is like time's running out in the second quarter. Well, we're going to have to take a look at this. We have a challenge. There's a challenge.
Like, oh, my God.
There's a timeout. And a completely unnecessary timeout where I'm like, let's go! Wrap it up! And I don't know if you know, man, if you go to a Seals game, if they do a review, the equipment is so shoddy that they can't get the review quickly, and it takes forever.
So the worst, and I'm sure everybody's had this experience, is when you have to go so badly, like you're in the car, and you finally pull over to the gas station. You think, okay, I'm just going to go. And you walk to the gas station bathroom, and it's got one of those codes or locks. And then you have to go, and there's like someone in line. You go, I need the key. I need the code. I need to go. And then you're just toast at that point.
You're absolutely screwed.
No, for me, it's like a mental thing. Like, let's say you're driving home and you got to go.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm pulling into the driveway, it ramps up. As you start walking through your house, you're like,
oh, God.
It's like your body knows. You're like, you got 5 seconds left.
Better figure it out, bro. it's tough. So I had that. You know, I went through that last night. And you forget. I mean, somebody just said, stop drinking so much water. But listen. When you have to read so much and you have to talk the entire time, you have to lubricate your
throat. Plus, drinking water is healthy.
Right,
you should never not drink water. You should just have the ability to use the restroom.
But at one point in the game, I stopped drinking a ton of water because I was going to pee my pants, and I just started sucking down cough drops just to keep my throat lubed up.
It's Monday morning, Sunday. Every Sunday, I'm watching Red Zone.
Yeah.
10 a.m. to about 4 p.m. Like, it is on the entire time. Scott Hansen's talked about that. It's part of his, you know, if you interview Scott Hansen, like, he tells the story. They have, like, dietitians on set at NFL Network.
That's unreal.
Like, it is down to a science on how much coffee he can drink in the morning, how much water he can drink throughout the broadcast, what foods he needs to eat throughout the broadcast when he gets a chance, because he is on no commercial breaks for, like, 8 hours.
You know what? I call a little bit of BS because they will.
Oh boy,
he will toss to the game audio, and sometimes it'll be on for like a minute or two, like they're running through some plays of one game straight. And I think there must be a time where he takes the mic off, runs to the bathroom, runs back, and no one ever knows that he's gone
away for that long.
There needs to be at Pechanga Arena. They need to install it. Is some sort of cone that I can put right up next to myself, and in the middle of the game, if I need to relieve myself, I could go down the cone. It goes down into the septic system.
It comes
out of the ground. Okay, so think about it. Like a horn. Think about a horn. Like the end of a trumpet, basically, right?
I understand.
And I go up next to it, and I know.
I don't think there's any plumbing on the floor of Pechanga Arena.
You have to run the pipe down through.
New piping?
Yeah, new piping.
They just, just send it out onto the ice. You just have a little yellow patch.
So I just sit there, and I just rock back and forth the whole time. But maybe a diaper, maybe a catheter. So that I don't know. Yeah, astronaut style, somebody said. That's exactly right. Exactly. So it was very uncomfortable, but we did get the win, and that was a lot of fun to be back with the fellas, and we got a great new team, and a lot of people came out and showed up, and it was a blast. It really was. Those games, you know, every year I'm like, man, do I have it in me to do this? Do I have it in me? I'm so tired all the time. I got family, and then I get into the arena, and I see the guys, and I'm like, yes! And I get so excited to be back, and once the game starts, it's on. So
Diesel says they sell bags. You can relieve yourself into, then it hardens and you just throw it away.
Problem is, Diesel, I can't whip my wiener out in the middle of a penalty box. I'm surrounded by fans everywhere.
They're very close to you.
Yeah, they're very close to me. They're, in fact, right behind me and right to my sides. Like I can't do it. There's other people in there with
temporary curtain.
Yeah.
Like Sean Lewis uses to hide the plays.
Yes.
You know, it's just someone.
How's that working for you? Maybe you just tell people your plays at this point. Everyone have a good Thanksgiving. Paulie, you actually ate Thanksgiving
on the road.
On the road. I don't know that I've done that before.
It was different.
Yeah.
It was great.
And you had Din Tai Fung for Thanksgiving dinner.
Wynn Buffet and then Din Tai Fung.
That's an elite day of food, I feel like.
We skipped Wynn Buffet.
Oh, you skipped it.
Because we saw videos like going around, TikToks going around.
Oh, no.
Like the morning of, I think we had like a 9:30 brunch, and that morning it looked like there were people like chickens with their heads cut off just running around the casino, the buffet area. Like there was no order. It looked insane. We said, you know what? Not worth it.
Yeah.
It looked horrendous.
Better people to just get like, a coffee and a bun.
People like, we've been waiting for an hour and a half. We had reservations. I'm like, screw that.
Bro, no way.
We went downstairs. There was a restaurant in the Cosmo where we were staying, and I got a creme brulee cinnamon roll for breakfast.
Oh.
And then, yeah, Din Tai Fung, first time ever.
Never had it. Delicious.
Oh, my God.
Blow your mind.
It was so good, dude.
I got to go there.
It was incredible. But, yeah, it was kind of weird, like, it was kind of weird not having turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, mac and cheese, all that stuff. I didn't necessarily miss it, but it was weird not having it. And it was really weird coming home on Friday afternoon.
And nothing.
And we had no leftovers.
I'll tell you what. If I see another piece of turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, greens, I'm going to vomit in my hands. At this point, when I watched the Irish game on Saturday, I still had so much food left over. And the kids were – Hannah took the kids away so I could watch the game and curse. And she took them away, and I go, all right. I searched my soul and was like, you got all that food in there. You got to eat it. I go, I can't do it. I cannot eat another turkey sandwich. I cannot physically ingest one without vomiting. So I got Surf Brothers and got chicken and rice instead and enjoyed it immensely without having to eat. The sight of stuffing right now would make me throw up.
My parents, they made a great feast on Thursday. I do have to imagine, though, that like no turkeys get sold this week.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Maybe in a discount.
Yeah,
maybe in a discount. You know how they do that. Like, Halloween candy goes on sale after
Halloween.
I get
that, but everyone's eaten so much turkey, it's the last thing you want to prepare, like a full turkey this week.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, just the worst.
Can you imagine if you got home from work today, and your wife was like, guess what I made for dinner? And
we got a great deal on another 22-pound bird. We're having turkey again this week.
There's no way. And people are like, well, just make turkey soup. And I'm like, bro, I can't. It's all of it. It's the sides. It's the mashed potatoes. They're still in the fridge. I told Hannah this morning when I was leaving, I go, the minute I get home today, take what you want because it's all gone at this point. We had an amazing break. It was a bummer. My parents had to go home, but went over to my mother-in-law's house. She does a huge spread. We played music and played sports and just relaxed and hung out, watched some football. I'd say the highlight of my weekend though was this little ditty. So we have a tree in our front yard, and I asked Hannah for the name of it last night. And I thought it has really beautiful leaves that fall. And it's called a liquid amber tree. You ever seen one of these, Benjamin? It's got those little spiky balls on it, but the leaves...
Oh, yeah, we have those right outside our house, too. Is that what it's called, a liquid amber tree?
Liquid
those
amber.
Those spiky balls are not fun to step on.
No, they're not.
Bare feet in the fall if you happen to be walking around.
They're fun to throw at your kids and have your kids throw them at you. So we were out in the yard. We were looking at a beautiful sunset on maybe Friday night. And all the leaves had fallen into our yard. And my kids go, Daddy, let's make a leaf pile. And I said, okay, yeah, I'll make a leaf pile. You guys can jump in, whatever. So I go into the garage and I look for a rake. We don't have a rake. And I'm like, all right. So I look over on the workbench, the rarely used the never used workbench. And there's a leaf blower there.
It's called a bench.
It's a bench. It's my garage bench. There's a leaf blower there. I'm 90% sure it was left by the guy that used to own the house because I've never purchased it. I don't think my wife did. So I pick it up. Turn it on. I'm like, hell yeah, it works. So I come out. I'm the big hero. So I start blowing these leaves into a pile. And you know how it goes. Like your kids are out there. So Taylor's about 3 feet from me. So I give him a little, you know, get him with one. And then I get Bo with one. Then I get Taylor with another one. And then I make the leaf pile. All of a sudden, both my children, in the middle of the neighborhood, start yelling. Blow me, Daddy! Daddy! Daddy, blow me next! Daddy! Daddy! Daddy, will you blow me now? Daddy, can you blow me, Daddy, please? And I'm like, shut up! Shut up! Yes, I will. Just stop! Please don't scream this at the top of your lungs in our neighborhood. absolute clouds. Daddy, me! Blow me, Daddy! Daddy! Daddy, can you blow me, Daddy? Oh, my God. Suck. That was... It was an absolute, absolute all-timer.
Kids. Kids really do say the darndest things.
They really do say the darndest things. I'm pretty sure I saw a neighbor lift up one of the blinds and look out the window at one point. I was like, all right, okay, shut up. I'm begging you, both of you, please. So Hannah says, I bought it, you dolt. There you go. So, first I've seen it.
It's Hannah's workbench. It's your bench.
That's my bench. I was like, they have no idea what they're saying, obviously, but I was like, shut up. Hey. Like just distracting them. Just please shut up. Please shut up. I'm begging you.
Oh God!
I knew that would get you, dude. It got me. I was in hysterics after it happened. Come on! Oh. Hard to transition. I get it.
That's all right. We got a lot to get
Hopefully
to
they
today.
Don't tell that story at school.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got a very interesting text from Woods on Saturday that surprised the heck out of me. We will we'll talk about that. And set the menu for the program coming up. Should be a good Monday to start the week. Just 3 weeks left of Ben and Woods this year.
Got some hot stove bubbling already this morning, yesterday as well. So a couple of updates. Nothing local yet. We're just waiting in the weeds to strike.
We'll set it all up when we come back. First, a check of traffic with Kelly Danick and then Ben, Woods, and Paul. It is good to be back all together again here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Very unexpected text I got from you on Saturday. And we will talk about that coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Play you the audio from the Dodgers hype video for the signing of Blake Snell.
Apparently there are no rules anymore to anything. I thought there were rules in place. There are no rules.
All's fair in love and war.
Apparently so.
Now,
this is wild.
I did not think that... I did not think the voice on that video was me initially.
Okay, well, save all this.
So
we're doing this at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
You're getting way ahead of... Your pants are off, and I'm still wanting to just kiss. You're taking your pants off at this point. Like, hey, should relax a little bit.
It's fine. I'm sure some people have heard it already.
I bet a lot of people
probably have not. So we will definitely play it for you coming up here at the bottom of the hour.
Unbelievable.
It truly was incredible. Blew my mind.
I
was so speechless.
I laughed for about an hour.
It's incredible. All right, 6:30. We will do that. It's not far. You don't have to wait long.
Plenty of other stuff to get to, though. Football weekend. Talk about yesterday's NFL games as we get now to the final month of the regular season in the National Football League. We'll talk college football as well. We are into now conference championship week. The playoffs are not completely set, but you can get the idea now about 10 teams or so that are going to be there. A couple more will be determined this week with the final conference championship games, and we can talk a little college football. I know Woods was happy. His Notre Dame Fighting Irish pretty much locked up their spot by beating USC.
Just back and forth, man. Back and forth till the end.
Yeah,
and
pick six at the end kind of sealed it late in the game.
199 yards of pick sixes will really do wonders for getting the feeling back into your legs. And my beloved wife took the kids, like I said, she took them away for three quarters. So the minute the fourth quarter started, hey, Dad, I'm like, and then things started to spiral for the Irish. So I'm starting to, you know, lose it a little bit as we're watching the game, but ended up pulling it off, and it was fantastic.
And then at 7:30, I want to talk about the game that fired me up the most over the weekend. That would be Saturday's overtime victory for San Diego State basketball against sixth-ranked Houston. What a huge early season win for Brian Dutcher's team. Really a statement that this team could be Well, you know, just as good as some of the previous editions of San Diego State basketball, despite a large amount of turnover and some unknowns going into this year. What a gritty performance by the Aztecs on Saturday in Las Vegas. Now, Paul, you went to one of the games earlier in the week.
Yeah, I went to the Creighton game.
The win over Creighton on Tuesday.
The Players Era Festival, which was really cool to be out there. We loved walking around. Don't travel too much. We only have, like, the Padres, you know what I mean? Unless you go on the road and watch a Padres game in another city. Like, it's fun to be in another town, another city, wearing your team, your school's colors, and seeing other red and black, you know, seeing other Aztec fans. There were, like, three other tournaments happening in Vegas as well. Everywhere you looked at any point, there was a Kansas or a Duke fan somewhere around you. Those games were played at T-Mobile Park. San Diego State's, they were at MGM Grand. And it was super fun. Got to see the win. Dude, we were sitting basically on the floor. It was awesome. And seeing Kalkbrenner up close, the guy's a monster.
Monster,
he's an
right?
absolute beast. And they contained him, and they held their own.
Yeah.
Didn't make it to the Oregon game. Did watch from Vegas there all morning long. Thought they played well. And then to get that win on Saturday.
It's huge.
Awesome.
It's huge, huge. Miles Byrd, man. The guy's the truth. The absolute truth.
He is so fun to watch,
dude. And think about this, man. That's a good team, highly ranked team that they beat. And that's, again, all of this is being done without maybe their best scorer. You know, I mean, and when Reese gets back, you know, hopefully he slides right in and fits into the flow of what they're doing. I'm sure he will.
Magoon Guath has been so much fun to watch.
Pharaoh Compton's a total dude. Like, they got some really lovable players.
Magoon. We've had that type of player over the years. A Nathan Mensah, a tall shot blocking monster. Now we have one that can block the shots and shoot a three ball. It's incredible.
So good.
Definitely some excitement, again, for San Diego State basketball. And we'll talk about that. We'll have all of our regular features as well. Take on Woods, Don't Do This, and the Rindle Report. We've got some tickets to give away as well. Comedian Shane Gillis coming to Pechanga Arena, not for a few months, but you'll have a chance to win a little bit later. I assume those tickets are going on sale this week, so have that opportunity to win coming up. We've got a two-night stay again at the Westgate Las Vegas, and still more of those tickets to Soul of Motown for our Take on Woods prize coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. So there's plenty to talk about. As you said, there is some hot stove news as well in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers making another move over the weekend, just bringing back Tommy Edman. And
oh, yeah.
We can talk
about that.
Yeah, that was their newest move, a contract extension.
The newest deferred... The newest deferral move of the Los Angeles.
Did they defer
Dodgers.
Money in that one too?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Where you been?
I don't think you can sign there without deferring half your salary. So yeah, whatever works for. I mean, they're gonna run this thing into the ground at some point, and it's the but they're getting these in now. They're not breaking any rules, not doing anything wrong. You got guys that want to be there. And are willing to do that, and they're taking advantage of that, certainly.
Mets also agreed, just to, as long as we're doing the breaking news, a two-year, $34 million contract with Frankie Montas.
That's some serious coin for a 5 ERA almost, man.
It's interesting. He's the fourth Scott Boras client.
Yeah, very.
Already sign this offseason. The Scott Boras method has always been wait. Didn't work out well last year, so now it's sign.
He is zagging when he usually zigs, Ben.
And he's getting some credit and praise for it. His guy's getting good deals. That includes the Nick Martinez qualifying offer. Nick is also a Scott Boras client, but Frankie Montas, the latest to sign on a two-year deal with the New York Mets. Obviously, everyone's still waiting for Juan Soto's decision. That's still the big domino. You know, there are guys who can't sign until Juan Soto signs. Frankie Montas isn't one of them, but there are a number of players who have to wait because the teams they're talking to can't really make an informed decision until they know what Juan Soto is going to do.
Well, if you're doing this now, Matthew Boyd also signed this morning, and Boyd is another Scott Boras client as well. And where's the details?
I hadn't seen that one yet.
Yep, he signed with the Cubs this morning.
So the former Tiger.
Yep.
Now signs with the Cubs.
Left. Wait, was he a he was a Tiger or a Guardian?
Oh, Guardian.
Guardian.
You're right. Guardian.
Yeah.
You're right. Guardian.
Former Guardian. Pitched, I think, pretty well in the playoffs, if I remember.
Yeah.
Lefty.
Yeah.
and he signed with the Cubbies this morning. I don't know the terms. I'll find it.
Have not even seen that one yet. So, yeah, two-year deal. They're discussing it now. $29 million, apparently. And, wow. So, yeah, Scott Boras going with a completely different strategy this offseason.
Getting his guys, especially his pitchers. Man, he's getting his pitchers signed. They're going to know where they're going for spring training. They're going to have a spring training. They're going to be able to, you know, hopefully go out and pitch better than his clients did last year after waiting, you know, weeks in the spring training to get some of these guys signed. And, yeah, what it does for me, though, we'll talk about the consequences of this, is lets you know kind of where the Padres stand right now, because I don't know that they want to pay $17 million a year for guys like Frankie Montas. So we'll talk about that and then some.
The biggest signing for a Scott Boras client, though, of course, was Blake Snell. Already got done. And when we come back, how the Dodgers chose to announce that signing.
Something else.
Not just the Dodgers, though. Somebody near and dear to our hearts.
This is if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm begging you. Stay right here on the station. Do not leave the station. This is truly mind-blowing. It blew my mind.
Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah! I'm going to have to walk you guys out there listening through this. In case you missed it, I was scrolling X, as I'm known to do from time to time. And I saw a hype video from the official Los Angeles Dodgers Twitter account pop up. And it was, "Welcome to L.A., Snellzilla." And I said, all right, I'll give this a listen. Just see what's what. Much to my surprise, when I clicked play on this, this is what I heard.
Blake did say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can help him continue to be the best version of himself, and a team that is set up to win for years to come.
There's been some season for Blake Snell.
He's starting to go into video game levels when you're commanding the baseball like that.
Blake Snell doing his thing once again.
This is not normal, folks. We are seeing something very, very special right now with Blake Snell.
Runaway train and El Salvador.
Dodger baseball.
So you hear a bevy of voices.
I clearly recognized a couple of the voices in there.
You got Dontrell Willis in there. You've got Jesse Agler.
I heard
in there.
Jesse for sure. Vin Scully.
Vin Scully there at the end.
Is John Smoltz in there?
John Smoltz was in there as well.
I heard John Smoltz.
Yep, but it was the first voice.
That first voice really sounded familiar.
I wasn't sure who it was.
And I knew it immediately. One more time.
Blake did say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can help him continue to be the best version of himself. Right. And a team that is set up to win for years to come.
So I take that.
There's the music in the background.
Right. So I take that tweet, or X, and I send it to our group chat of me, Paul, Ben, and Adam. And all I said was, listen to this. Our boss Adam writes back, "Jesse." Paul says, "Did you not hear the first voice, Adam? That's unbelievable." Then Adam writes back, "OMFG. I always knew Ben loved the Dodgers." Here's where it gets really interesting. And I'll say this. We've been a show and friends for almost 7 years. I've never seen him mad. Never. I've never heard him mad. I've never seen him mad. There's many instances that happen to him where he should be mad, but he's not. And he doesn't get mad. I don't know if it's good or bad. I can't decide. He got mad. He writes this back. "That's not me." Someone similar for sure, but I don't ever remember saying a sentence close to that one. I texted back in all caps, "That is you, bro."
Blake did say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can help him continue to be the best version of himself.
Like, I heard...
Blake did say...
Right there.
Right there.
It's done.
The second I heard it, I go, "That's Ben."
I listened to that voice.
I mean, like, maybe an AI approximation of me.
I listened to that voice, call it 5 hours a day. Ben says, "I think I'd recognize my own voice. Not me. Positive." I write back, "Ben," in all caps. Ben said, "There was a Jesse clip in the middle." Paulie writes, "Is this a troll? Because that's 100% you." This is where he gets real mad. He said, I never said that, dude. Not even once.
Channeling my Woods.
Yes. And I said, maybe not recently, but that is unequivocally you. Why would I know what Blake was looking for in free agency? We never talked to him.
I don't say it twice, dude.
I said, because of an interview or that we watched or heard or something. He said, if it was, then it was last year, maybe. Certainly not this year. Still sounds more like one of those MLB Network guys to me. Adam says, can they use Ben and Jesse's voices without permission? I said, shouldn't you know this? You're the brand manager.
Why are you asking us?
So finally, after like an hour, he comes around. He goes, okay, the more I listen to it, the more it sounds like me. Paul says, Ben, it's you. I said, and Paul goes, it doesn't sound like Ben. It is Ben. And I said, there is zero doubt.
Blake did say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can help him continue to be the best version of himself.
So, just to put this thing to bed, I sent you.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so I want you to read it, all right? And we'll read it, and then we'll compare. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Blake did say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can continue to help him be the best version of himself and a team that is set up to win for years to come.
Okay, Paulie's going to need a minute to get the audio together and matched and everything else. Andy nails it. It's the way he says yesterday. Yes, 100.
Blake did say yesterday.
All I needed to hear was Blake Snell did say, or whatever it was. I went, oh my God. So, Paulie's matching up the audio right now. I couldn't believe how in denial you were. Why were you so in denial? Okay, because here's what you don't understand. We weren't mad at you. I didn't think that you are doing voiceovers for the Dodgers.
I realize now, given some time to process and ingest, that my initial reaction may have been incorrect.
What were you feeling at that moment? You were mad.
The first time I listened to it, it never even occurred to me that I'd be hearing myself. So it didn't process the first time. Now, I just played it over my phone. There was like music in the background where I was. There's music in the clip. And it was like, what am I listening to? Okay, it's a Dodger hype video. And then I heard Jesse and I go, oh, this is why Woods is so up in arms about this. They use Jesse in this video. And, you know, that doesn't seem right for the Dodgers to be using the Padres broadcaster in their video. And then I listened to it again, and I still didn't catch it the second time I listened to it. Now that I've put headphones on and we're in the studio. I'm starting
now
to acknowledge the possibility that in fact was me.
Did you?
I still don't remember exactly saying that, but.
Did you think that we were like making fun of you? It was more of like solidarity. Holy S, they did this. I can't believe they did this. Well, I wasn't making fun of you. I don't think you're a Dodger double agent. I didn't think you were driving up to Westwood One to be like, all right, what do you want me to say? All right, here we go. Blake said yesterday that
there was some frustration on, yeah. I sometimes do wear it with the Dave Roberts thing and everything, and I just felt like this is going to
go Dave Roberts.
This is going to reinforce a stereotype that I'm not exactly a big fan of. That I'm not quite as anti-Dodgers as the rest of us, because I am. I'm plenty anti-Dodger.
Okay, but again, they took his voice from something. Now, so let's ask the question. Now, do you have the audio ready, Paulie?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's go to traffic real quick.
Let's check traffic.
We'll do the audio.
Check traffic. We'll do the audio comparison next here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm dying to know where this clip came from.
As am I.
And I spent more time than I probably should have on, what was that, Friday, Saturday, trying to find where this clip came from. Still haven't found it. I mean, we do 20 hours of radio a week.
Yes.
We talk Padres baseball for most of those 20 hours.
Yeah, and Blake Snell was here. He was here for
years.
2 years. Three seasons, okay? And we talked about him since. That could have been from 6 years ago, 5 years ago, legitimately. Don't know where they found him.
Hunter says in the chat, foul territory. Could it have been from one of Ben's appearances on foul territory?
I don't know. I don't remember talking with them about Blake Snell either. So
but you did. So many media appearances, so little time.
All right. So here's how the hype video sounded one more time.
Yeah.
Blake did say yesterday.
Oh, my God. His face. You just saw the recognition in his face.
That what he's looking for in free agency.
Okay.
That what he's looking for in free agency is
that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can help him continue to be the best version of himself.
Is a team that can continue to help him be the best version of himself.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking it's
and a team that is set up to win for years to come.
And a team that is set up to win for years to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, right, it's
if we. Blake did say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is
a team that can continue to help him be the best version of himself. And a team that is set up to win years to come.
Years to come.
All right, it's me. Fine.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
It's definitely me.
So now it gets into the. I'm interested in the psychology. And I'm interested in the reason behind that.
Have you lawyered up?
Yeah, have you lawyered up?
I've not lawyered up.
Are you a litigious guy?
He's
not. Not really. Honestly, I want to know who spent that much time...
Listening to us?
Listening to us and scouring through everything to find some Blake Snell clips. And if anyone was going to be mad about this... Like a Dodgers broadcaster that they couldn't
or
find,
a Dodger fan
couldn't find anything from anyone in Los Angeles, anyone associated with the team, their pregame show, their postgame show, any of the talk shows up in Los Angeles. Not a single person was qualified to talk about Blake Snell in that entire market of 12 million people.
Yeah, so they use our play-by-play analyst and Jesse Agler, and they use the morning show host Ben Higgins. Somebody said in our chat. Well, they couldn't use Joe Davis because people would have fallen asleep to the hype video. It's the last guy in the world you need doing a hype video. I couldn't believe it. So the other, it begs the obvious question too: was this a troll? Did they do this on purpose? Are they that trolly?
I'd love to think that we're in their heads enough that they feel like they need to troll us.
I would like to have that credit. And Diesel says the Dodgers want to have a Ben and Woods so bad.
They do.
They do.
It's Ben and Woods.
It's Ben and Woods. Yeah.
We talk more Dodgers baseball than anyone in Los Angeles does. No, just on,
it's not even close.
Just on the shrapnel of talking Padres.
Now, see, Melomel said Ben is loving. I don't think so. He is exonerated.
I mean, I'm honored to be in the same... video compilation is Jesse Agler.
100%.
That to me is a thrill to be alongside a voice like Jesse Agler's and even Vin Scully, if that's a little Dodger loving, but as a guy who grew up, Vin gets kind of the pass. So, you know, you actually earn a video and they took your voice and Jesse's voice and Vin's voice all in the same video. In that way, I'm almost like, okay, that's kind of cool.
It is it was very, very interesting, man. Very, very interesting and surprising. And I think if I was a Dodger fan, I'd be like, why are we using Ben? Why are we using Ben Higgins to announce Blake Snell? Yeah, I mean, you got nobody else there that can talk about him. It doesn't make any sense, man. So I think it was a troll. I really do. And if that's the case, well done. Well done. I tip my hat to a great troll. There was some goings on Padres and Dodgers Twitter this weekend. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it was pretty electric stuff.
I think I just didn't want it to be me initially when
that's,
I heard it.
That's
and,
probably
and
it.
Sometimes your brain then just decides, okay, it's not me. I don't want it to be me, so it's not me, and I'm just going to stick with that position until you're presented with the incontrovertible evidence.
Yeah, I mean, if we were
that it's you.
If we were in a court of law, you'd be going to prison. They'd be saying, like, there's clearly his voice. The judge and jury would absolutely convict. Not that you did anything wrong.
Perjury. Perjury. I did commit perjury by saying it wasn't me, but not knowingly.
He was so adamant. It wasn't. That's not me, dude. I've never said that. I do get the feeling it's probably from the AJ Pierzynski show. My guess is that. Because you've been on there, what, twice?
Twice.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee it was from that. And they had somebody pull that. Maybe they didn't know Ben was...
Come on.
Well done. Well done.
It's time for
Ben and Woods.
Now that's a troll.
Now I do feel
we should
like
open with that every day.
With the insane amount of money that they have, if they want to make good and have this, you know, feel completely clear of conscience, if they want to throw me $500,000 or something for the use of my name, I will donate some of that to charity as well. If the Dodgers would like to send me a check. Even if they want to defer some of it, I'm okay with that as well.
Hmm.
I mean, it's nothing for them, right? Drop in the bucket?
Well, it's nothing. Well, they'll defer it.
Well, it's fine. My retirement.
$1,000.
My retirement plan.
$1,000 a year for the next 500
Got
years.
That sweet Dodger royalty money coming in for the rest of my life.
That is, it was truly one of the craziest things that I have ever, and for some whatever reason, I clicked on it. And I just, the first freaking voice I hear, the first voice out of the chute, Ben Higgins. I wonder how Jesse Agler feels about it. He probably doesn't care. He's used to his voice being on highlights all the time. But that was an interesting one for me.
Yeah, I know that Major League Baseball is very strict about what they let other people do with the voices and their product and their broadcasts, but I don't think they care too much when it's one of their own teams.
It's time for
Ben and Wood.
Guessing they're not going to go after the Dodgers hard for any transgressions.
Well, I mean, if you don't rat them out, I guess they're not going to. No, that was you. Straight up.
Fine. It was me.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. Hour number two, take on Woods.
It's been found. It's been found. Yep.
Oh, well, I can't wait to find out where. Next,
here we go.
On the Fan.